for both of you. Just what do you kind of make of the League's Cup as we head into it for the first time, and what has been the approach to this, if anything, different than how you would handle an MLS game with the idea that you have, you know, a month here of this tournament coming up?
I'm going to give it to him because he should know.
No, I think we approach it like any other thing. We want to compete and we want to put our best foot forward and represent the club in the right way. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to showcase in this style of format of the tournament, which goes pretty fast. I think it's 3 or 4 weeks, and then you're in a final. So it's a great opportunity for us.
It's an interesting approach because you are, you know, it's not like the Open Cup where these games are midweek. There's a complete break. How does that change anything in terms of the way you view this, having this time off? I think Pat mentioned not wanting to not advance because then you lose time on the field. Just the fact that there is this break, what does that do for you guys?
No, for sure, this is new for everybody. So, but the idea is we knew that since the beginning, it's going to be a new format, it's going to be something new that we're going to have to adjust. So this is the way I see it. So the fact that, as a coach, the fact that we have only one game per week for the moment, I'm fine with that. Doesn't change a lot about what we've been doing. So I see it like this. You know, this is the situation, and I'm pleased with that. This is a good opportunity for my players also to face different style of play. So perfect.
Obviously, the first time you guys will face St. Louis since they've been in MLS. What do you expect from them? What have you seen from them on films this season?
Listen, they are, first of all, they are really good on set pieces. They scored, I think, half of their goal, I think, on set pieces. And this is, I would say, the start of play of a team that who like to attack directly. In terms of counter-attack, they go quick forward. And they have also good individual players, but they do well, actually, in their West Conference. So this is good for them. They are confident. But again, like I told you, we respect every team, but we focus on us. And it's going to be good to face a team that we haven't played.
Christian, the coach said he wanted to defer to you to see how you would answer that first question. How has this specific tournament been emphasized to you guys as a team?
I think, like I said, we're just going to go in and compete and put our best foot forward. It's the only way to be in our positions is to give that respect to that tournament, and it's also to your opponent, because if you don't respect it, this game's pretty cruel. So we know how quickly football can turn on you, and now that we don't have a league game for the time being, it's a great opportunity for us to see what we can do in this.
Christian, you mentioned it can be cruel. This isn't the normal three games in a group. You only play two. It's quick if you don't win those games. How much does that put an emphasis on each individual game, maybe more than kind of the traditional World Cup style format or other tournaments that you have more of an opportunity to win more games?
Yeah, I think in any tournament, the first game is always the toughest one, just because it's all the pressures on it and all the expectations for that first game. But I think being that it's only two games, you win one game and you're almost guaranteed into the next round. So yeah, we're just going to go into Sunday as prepared as we are, as we can be, and see what it comes of.
So I have a question here. I'll just open the floor to John Lupo, that is remote, so give me 1 second.
John, go ahead.
I have a question for each of you. For Wilfred, acquiring Julian Gressel, he's a dynamic playmaker. How do you see him fitting in? How do you see his talents and the ability and what he has? How do you see him being integrated with the club? And for Christian, you know, this is with all of MLS and all of Liga MX team feeding from. Do you feel like that this is an opportunity? Obviously, the first priority is for you guys to get out of the group in advance, but do you feel like on a bigger stage, this is an opportunity? And we saw it a little bit last night for MLS teams to show just how much the gap is closed between them and Liga MX.
So regarding Julian, so like I told you, I like to take my time to first of all assess the team and to see how the player in the team get better. And so we spent almost six, 7 months together. And Julian's going to be a good player to help the team to be better. And also to add competition, because I believe that the competition is really important to raise the level of each player. So everybody knows Julian, what he's able to do. So that's why we needed a player like him with a lot of experience also in MLS, but also a good player, but also a coachable player. And this is the case with Julian.
You want me to answer about Julian too? yeah, no, he crosses the ball really well. no, but for the other question, I grew up watching Liga MX, being from Southern California. That was the league that my dad followed, mostly, and all my friends. So I know how high of a level they are. I've played against numerous Liga MX teams, so I've obviously played in MLS for a while, and I've seen the league grow and continue to grow. So it's obviously a great showcase, and I think we saw last night how many eyes are on this tournament and the showcase that it can be. So it's awesome to be a part of, and we're just excited to get going.
Any final question in the room?
Okay. Wilfried, you just touched on Julian for a little bit, but like, how do you envision how quickly do you think he can hit the ground here and contribute? I know, obviously, he's in form right now. Like, how long until we could see him on the field for you?
No, he won't be available for tomorrow. But next week, he's going to be available. So I'm pleased because he's fit. And he played with the national team recently. He played also with Vancouver recently. So he's going to be ready to help us, and after that I will decide if he's going to start or not, but we'll see depending the opposition that we're going to face next week.
And I apologize, I haven't been here for a week or so, but is there any update on like how Chiburco's coming along, when he might be able to contribute, and kind of what his fitness level is?
I'm pleased also with the progression of Sheba. Everything is new for him. I was joking with him yesterday a bit, because the way we work is so new for him, so he's like, for the moment, a 35-year-old player. But he's able to adapt, and he's a quick learner, so this is the most important. So I think that I will try to give him a minute tomorrow, but I'm not sure, we'll see, because I don't like to plan something. The game will dictate a bit what I'm going to do, but I'm happy with the way he settled with the team, and the way he is also with the player. So this is good for the moment.
I know Julian is a versatile player. He can play in the midfield, wing back. Just kind of, how do you envision him being used? I assume the wing back role is what you look at, but I also imagine versatility is something you value in a player.
Yes, like Christian against Portland, he played as a number 9, but after 35 minutes, he was able to play an hybrid position, number 9, but also as a number 10. So this is what I like with my players, to be able to play a different position. So for Julian, it's going to be the same. I like to take players when they can play in different position. I don't know how long I'm going to stay here. Hopefully, it's going to be for a long time. But the front office and everybody knows that the player that I want is a player who is able to play in different positions. And Julian is able to do it. So this is not about also the only the position. This is also about the tactical flexibility. It's really important for me. So this is the case with him, so I'm pleased with that.